Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we begin a Thursday morning talking about the political issues of the day and how they impact your life, but also what great opportunities they are for you to use them to change your world. Persuading a persuadable person to think differently about their political allegiances. Lots to talk about this morning. All of it centered around heat. Huh? You're going, what? You mean heat? Oregon OSHA has adopted new rules aimed at, once again, well, just continuing Kate Brown's tyrannical rule. Now employers must give their employees all kinds of new cooling opportunities. Yes. In fact, an Oregon law firm, Jordan Ramos, that I know well, has a piece about this. We're going to talk about this because this is never letting a crisis go to waste. Because now these new rules, which are temporary, right? Temporary through September, the end of September. Anytime the temperature gets over 80 degrees, employers now, as if they don't already, now have to provide a whole bunch of extra little goodies, shall we say, to keep their employees cool anytime the temperature gets past 80. Well, all right. So in my lightning quick mind, I'm thinking to myself, really? I wonder how they do it in Texas or California or Arizona. You know, I spent two summers in Arizona. yeah, it's pretty warm. You know how they adapt in Arizona? Construction people, field worker crews, because those evil employers don't care about them, right? They work their people, those roofers, those construction people, those field workers, they just roof them. I mean, they work them to where they're just in the middle of the day, right? No. They start work. I know because I used to watch it at about 4 o'clock in the morning. And by noon, they're done for the day. Why? Because it's not healthy. If any employer is trying to work his people through extreme heat conditions, they're only hurting themselves. Are they not? I mean, think about it. You know, one of our advertisers is Pfeiffer Roofing. You know, I guarantee if I called up Trevor Pfeiffer, second generation, who runs the company now, started by his father in 1978. You know, I bet if I called him and asked him, so what did you do during the 100-degree days? Did you keep your guys up on the roof? I bet he would tell me no. No, we had to modify our business practices. But yet Kate Brown and Oregon OSHA think that employers are evil and that we have to adopt, government has to adopt now new rules. And if you don't comply by the rules, we're going to aggressively, as the story says in KTVZnews.com, Oregon OSHA plans to aggressively enforce new heat rules, offering training and tools. And of course, it's all complaint driven. Now, did you know that heat is racist? Oh, sure it is. Of course it is. Because not only are we white people racist, just because we're white, white supremacy, critical race theory, not only are we racist just because of our white privilege, but math is racist, right? Isn't that what Oregon Department of Education said? Put that out there, and it was so ridiculed they had to withdraw it a week later. Math is racist. Now heat is racist. Now, how do we know that? Well, because if you look at this KTVZ story, special emphasis on Spanish workers. Who would that employ? What employers would that affect? Well, where are the majority of the Spanish workers? Well, they used to be in the fields. They're not anymore. They are roofing. They are framing houses. They're doing just about everything that we white privilege folks won't do, apparently. Because we get paid by the government to stay in our parents' basement and be snowflake radical leftist activists while we're playing our video games. We don't have to go to work. I mean, heck, mommy and daddy got to keep us on their medical insurance till we're 26. We get paid by the government and the state of Oregon, the federal government and the state of Oregon, not to go to work. So we don't have to go find a job like waiting tables, which is hard work. Those of you who have ever done it know. Yeah, we don't have to do any of that stuff. So we get to be paid home, to stay at home. But the job still has to get done. So who fills that job? The Hispanic illegal alien workers that flood the state because the southern border is open, has been open until Trump came along. They fill the need that employers have. Now those same employers now have to enact new rules anytime the heat gets over 80 degrees. How did America ever survive? How did Arizona ever become the thriving place that it is? Or Texas? Or New Mexico? Or even California? Or how about Florida? Any of the places in the South where the heat is not only hot, but humid. How did they ever not just kill off their entire population? These evil employers were making them work through the heat. How did they ever thrive? Common sense, that's how. So now ask yourself this question. If it's necessary for government to tell employers how to take care of their employees to the extent now that anytime the temperature gets above 80 degrees, you gotta do all these extra things. But who's paying for that, by the way? The employer is. Another unfunded government mandate. Now, they blame this, as you know, on the 105 people who died over those 3 days in Oregon of supposed heat-related stress. How many of them were from workers? If you go back and you read the news stories, it's kind of tough to figure that out. How many of them were elderly people who didn't have air conditioning in their homes? So now they are new. Seriously, how many of these people were workers that died of heat-related stress? Now, why would any employer, I can guarantee you, no employer that has half a brain would ever subject their employees to something that would hurt their employees. Why? Because that hurts their bottom line. They can't get the job done. But Kate Brown and Oregon OSHA and the bureaucrats over there think differently. That employers are so mean, or they're just so stupid. The government knows so much better that now we got to enact these new rules because we care so much. I'm sorry, folks. This is insane. But it is Kate Brown. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk. And there's more to talk about. We'll get to all of it, but let's go to the phones. First, we'll go to Colin. Colin, good morning. What do you say today?
Good morning, Jeff. So I just want to make 2 points on this note. So I work for the post office. I won't say out of where. However, I was on a 8-mile walking route on those every day that the heat hit real, real high. And it was in an area that had no shade really, and my boss kept coming out and bringing us water. That, and technically that is the government, but in our office it wasn't a rule. It never said, hey, you have to go out and give these guys water. And everyone knows, you know, the USPS is not the most effective government animal, but they were still taking care of us. And then I had a neighbor of mine tell me about a company that he now quit right before the heat wave. And apparently there's like 10 or 15 people from that company now that are quitting because of the heat wave, because the upper management did absolutely nothing. And those guys just roasted in there. Like apparently 5 or 6 of them passed out inside this building that they worked at. And it was a fabrication plant. So in the middle, I mean, obviously some people are doing, you know, what they can and some people aren't. However, I agree with you. I still don't think it's up to the government to come in and say, okay, now everyone has to do this.
Yeah, because the example you gave is exactly what I've experienced, because during that time period, there's a local fabrication shop in the city of Harrisburg. It's close to my farm, Colin, and I went in there at the heat time. And what they did years ago is they sprayed, and it's a metal building, right? So it just attracts the heat, reflects it. They sprayed stuff on the roof, special stuff to keep it cool. They have big fans in there. All the doors were open, and they gave their guys extra breaks because as employers, they know it hurts them and their bottom line. Because it's not just so easy to find fabricators. Business will do this without the government. And if they don't do it, then they exactly what happens. The workers quit. Why? Because the workers know they can go somewhere else and get paid good money, right?
Exactly.
Colin, be safe out there. There are people like you that have to be out there. And by the way, I got to tell you, thanks for doing that in the rain, the heat, the sleet, the snow, all of it. We appreciate it.
Hey, no worries, man. Have a good day.
All right, Colin. Clark. Clark, hang on. I'll get you on the other side of the break here. We got to go to break. It is 6:20 in the morning. Oh, and there's more. We'll talk to you.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. You know, maybe Kate Brown, instead of focusing on employers, ought to focus on her own government. Did you see the story in the Oregon Watchdog today about an Oregon prison sold inmates towels to stay cool for $18 a piece? Think about that. A towel to stay cool for $18 a piece. I'm going to talk about an employer that's ripping off their employees, if you will. How about Oregon Department of Corrections? Oh, let's go to Clark. Clark, good morning. Thanks for hanging on through the break. What do you say today?
Good morning. I have a question. I was talking with a friend yesterday just about politics in general, and he told me that he heard, I don't know on what radio station, but he heard a news report that Toyota, the car maker, made a statement that pretty much cast it in a negative light, those of us who believe the presidential election was stolen. Do you know anything about that? Is that a rumor, or did that take place?
I have heard about it. I haven't verified it. If that's true, and it needs to be verified, if it is, maybe some of the listeners out there can look that up. But if it's true, then you want to talk about a black mark against any business. I mean, it's one thing when social media does it, but when a business like that does it,
yeah,
I'm not doing business with them.
I own a Toyota truck, but if it is true, they'll get a letter from me explaining that I won't be buying another one.
That's exactly right. So maybe, I mean, it's, Clark, a fair question to ask, because it all relates to all of this stuff, not just elections, but it relates to the whole idea that we vote for people to be our masters, shall we say, the Kate Browns of the world. And what do they do to us? Well, they never let a crisis go to waste. They never miss an opportunity to divide us by making everything racist, now heat, but also their opportunity to extend and exert additional control over every aspect of our lives. And they're going to do that through this false lie, this charge, that anything that secures the vote of the people, voter integrity, anything that does that is somehow racist. And that if anybody, you or I, Clark, stand up and say that anyway, social media, or we say it on this air, this radio show, that businesses now will start saying, you know what, we don't want to do business with you. Well, it works both ways, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Clark. If anybody knows the veracity of what he just asked, is Toyota literally saying these things? I'd love to hear from you. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. Got a great one from Lee. Actually, several good emails, and I'll get to them all in a moment. But you just heard Rebecca Donaldson, folks. She was voted the best real estate broker in the Willamette Valley. That's a pretty cool thing. And you just don't, I mean, this radio station was given that honor also. You just don't do that. People wouldn't take the time to vote in the best of the Willamette Valley in all of those categories. Remember we talked about that? They wouldn't vote for this radio station. They wouldn't vote for people like Rebecca Donaldson if they weren't worth it. They weren't doing a good job. So if you're looking for a real estate broker, why don't you contact Rebecca? 503-269-6747. 0747. Sorry about that, folks. 0747. 503-269-0747. Or check her out on the web at Rebecca's Got Houses.com. Rebecca's with an S, gothouses.com. Rebecca'sGotHouses.com. All right. Lee writes this email. What is the Oregon State form number to get reimbursement for these benefits? Or is it Oregon.StickItToYa? I would love to add air conditioning for the crew that you all can pay for. No, not really, but that's what the Queen Kate, wants is for us, the employers, to pay for everything. Heat? Ever think about how work has been done in the past? Change the work hours of the day. Is that inconvenient? Suck it up, Buttercup. You're a pansy. As a survivor of heat exhaustion, brought on by my own stupidity by attempting to keep a deadline that almost cost me my life, I didn't ask you to provide me with goodies. Nope. I should have done what my father and my grandfather did. Start at dawn when it's cool. Just another stupid attempt to control people and harm business. Yup. Sad, but very, very true. There's another story out there that I can't access because it's a Oregon Live paid content story. That researchers are urging Governor Kate Brown, this is an Oregonian story now, to stop promoting vaccines. Why? I want to talk about politics, folks. The reason is that she is not a credible source of that information. I am not kidding you. This is an Oregonian story. You want to know how bad Kate Brown is? How bad her approval rating is? Folks, she is Oregon's, according to polling, now multiple polls, she is Oregon's most unpopular governor ever. So researchers are saying, why don't you change the messenger? Because Kate Brown's not viewed as credible to promote vaccines. Now, aside from stating the obvious, what does that tell you about your opportunity to persuade a persuadable voter? I'm telling you, it's powerful, friends. If the left-wing press, like the Oregonian, is admitting something, then it's really obvious. And that means that lots of people feel that Kate Brown is not a credible deliverer of any message. Back in a moment, folks. More to talk about. How about the Oregon Bar Association dropping passing the bar exam to become a lawyer? You want to talk about dumbing down everything? Yep.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
And we will go back to the phones in a moment here. It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Kate Brown's new tyrannical heat rules meant for employers. And there's lots to go along with this. You heard from a mail carrier about how his supervisor for the Postal Service brought him water because he's got to do an 8-mile walking route. That ain't easy to bring you your mail in the heat. But other employers, like a fabrication shop, didn't do anything to help their employees during the heat, and a bunch of them quit. Isn't that what would happen in a free market? You see, Kate Brown can no longer use the excuse that, well, you know, these employees are trapped by those evil employers who don't care about their employees. No, they're not. Today's market, have you seen the job wanted signs out there? I should say the employees wanted. I mean, you can quit and you can go find a job in 5 minutes and you can probably get better pay. Employers are not stupid. They know that. Now, maybe some are, like this fabrication shop that Colin talked about. Okay. They get to pay the price for their stupidity. You know what that is? You can't get your jobs done that you've contracted for and get paid a profit. Why? Because you don't have any employees, because you're an idiot. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. And we'll go back to the phones in a moment here. But I wanted to... Just hang on here, folks. I wanted to remind you, I got a bunch of things going on my computer screen right now. And I'm watching what's going on in the markets right now. Pfeiffer Roofing is one of our new advertisers, long time. And I referenced them in the first segment of the show. Referenced them because they have been in business a long time, since 1978 here in the Salem area here. They offer a product that can really benefit you. You can not only keep your home cooler, but it can keep it dry. It's called RoofMax, and they are the only people you can buy it from. This is a product that they spray on your roof. It's soybean-based. It's all natural. And it seals up your asphalt shingles. So if your asphalt shingles are getting kind of on the downside, or maybe they've started leaking, or maybe you're thinking about selling that house, or maybe you have a friend or a relative who's thinking about selling a rental property. Well, this is the perfect product for them. Why? Because for a fraction of the cost of a new roof, and I mean a tiny amount compared to the cost of a new roof, they can come spray on this product. And it'll extend the life of the roof by maybe as many as 15 years. That's pretty cool, huh? More importantly, it actually works. And it's safe for the environment. All those are good things, don't you think? Plus, it's inexpensive. So check it out. You can only get it from Pfeiffer Roofing. Go to their website, which is pfeifferroofing.com. P-F-E-I-F-E-R, roofing.com. Click on RoofMax, and you can watch this great video that shows you exactly how they do it and look at all the benefits to it. They'll come and they'll give you a free estimate to see if RoofMax maybe is the right product for you. Or call them, 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. Let's go back to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Yeah. In fact, power outages. Lars has got a piece like that about how our power outages, our odds just increased that we, in Oregon, the benefits of really cheap power from dams, which are not renewable energy, of course, according to the legislature, we just increased our odds of a power blackout by 300%. You know who's saying that? Northwest Power Planning Council. Oh, goody. And in fact, wind and solar doesn't work so good. There's a story, and Dwight, thank you for sending this to me. It's a Facebook post by a political candidate, a guy running for governor of California. Said, with its power grid under pressure, California asked residents to avoid charging their electric vehicles because of the heat. Wait a second. Aren't we all supposed to have electric vehicles to save the planet? Yeah. Now you can't charge them. Because I guess those wind turbines just aren't cutting it, are they, is what Paul Braun says. Interesting, isn't it? All right, back to the phones. We've got Art. Art, good morning. How are you, friend? What do you have to say? By the way, thanks, Art, for leaving me that voicemail message. I didn't get a chance to listen to him talk on that other radio station. Maybe
he never showed up. He never showed up.
Oh, he didn't? Really?
Maybe he'll be on again. But no, you're welcome. I just thought you might be interested. That's why I left you that voicemail. But, you know, like I said, he didn't show up. I don't know what happened there. But... this is incredible because nobody knows heat better than a mill worker. And mills have been around forever. And back in the day when I graduated from high school and went to work. I happened to go to work in a plywood mill. And they ran three shifts a day when they were running. And let me tell you, with dryers going in those buildings to dry the veneer to make the plywood, they usually ran around 300-500 degrees, depending on the stuff they were running through. The hot presses that actually cook the plywood to make the glue stick and everything, we were smart enough when we went to work. We had gallons of water, and we started sweating from the time we walked into the building until we left at night. And it's just amazing, Jeff. We survived because guess what? We were smart enough to know what you need to do when you're hot. And your body, as long as you keep replenishing the water, it does well. So, you know, these pansies, I guess you could call them pansies, who don't know how to work when you're in a hot environment and what you need to do to stay healthy. And I did that for several years, Jeff, until I went blind. And, you know, I survived. And I worked all three shifts, you know, day shift, swing shift, and graveyard. And it hardly ever cooled down in the summertime. But there were no rules back then because you were supposed to be smart enough to know how to take care of your body and survive in the heat. What did we do back in the day when there wasn't air conditioning or any of that kind of stuff?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, how did America ever thrive? I mean, I will say this, the heat you described, you know, working in a mill with veneer dryers on extremely hot days. I mean, that's very real. How did we ever survive doing, how did America, can you imagine Art doing that kind of thing in the South in the summertime? Seriously, with that humidity and the heat? At least we don't have the humidity here, by and large, that they do in the Midwest. Yes, how did we ever survive? Well, because we're smart, we think, and the employers are not dumb. I mean, just maybe this fabrication shop that Colin talked about was, but I bet they've learned their lesson now because they've lost a bunch of their employees. That hurts their bottom line. Whatever business owner runs that business is probably thinking, well, maybe I should have done something different. But so let me ask you this question, Art. You think that the average voter out there who's really not kind of paying attention, do you think the argument works with them? Why is this really necessary? Don't employers already know that they got to take care of their employees during a heat wave?
Well, of course they do. And Jeff, before I worked in the mill, heck, I went out in the hop yards and in the middle, you know, of the summer and trained those dang hop plants to go up the string out in the sun. And, oh, my God, I survived, Jeff, because I drank water and the whole nine yards. People have gotten way soft. I can just say. And just don't use their brain. And besides that, most of the people who died in this heat wave were in apartment buildings with no fan, no air conditioning on the upper floors. And of course, heat rises and they died because they didn't take care of themselves or get some place where it was cool.
Well said. I appreciate the story. Back in a moment, more phone calls, your email. 6:48 in the morning, don't go away.
Throw the covers on your head. You pretend like you want.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. So we're not only talking about heat here, but the Oregon Bar, you know, that's the only group that sort of regulates themselves. Lawyers are the most unregulated industry there is. They allow them to police themselves. Well, now they're talking about dropping the bar exam for its lawyers, because not only is white supremacy suppressing people, not only is math racist, now heat is racist, now passing the bar exam is apparently racist also. I'll talk about that in a moment here. You know, speaking of heat, somebody that can keep you cool is Freedom Heating and Air, because it's going to get hot again. I know we got a little bit of cloud cover this morning. That's going to burn off, folks. It's going to get warm again today. If your air conditioning is not keeping up, call Freedom Heating and Air. Because believe me, one of the things they pride themselves on is emergency services. And they're really good at it. That's why they've been in business. One of the many reasons they've been in business in the Mid-Valley area for 40 years. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That's their website. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Give them a call. They'll take care of you. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Oregon Catalyst has a story from the Taxpayers Association of Oregon. You can also find it on OregonWatchdog.com. Oregon may drop the state bar exam required for future lawyers. They have a task force, the Oregon Bar Board of Bar Examiners, that is looking at a recommendation by the American Bar Association, showing new data that show race and gender disparities in the bar exam score outcomes. The bar exam is known as one of the toughest, most difficult exams in America. Lawyers, current lawyers, worry that it would dilute the standards of the profession and the success of those who passed the exam that's been a requirement for over 100 years in Oregon. And it's been spurred on by the COVID pandemic. Because you see, there's data that shows, again, race, so now passing the bar exam, is racist. And gender. Now that brings to mind a new question. So if women lawyers are having a harder time passing the bar exam, well, what happens when you are a man who identifies as a woman? Transgenders. Where does this madness end, folks? I'm sorry. So now we are, and by the way, Willamette Law School, Lewis and Clark, and the U of O Law School all have lifted the requirement that law school students pass the bar exam to graduate after they requested it. Now that's being, in 2020, the Oregon Supreme Court, all made up of lawyers, lifted that requirement in the law schools. Now, on this other change, about saying you don't have to pass the bar exam, that you can become a lawyer just if maybe you've practiced it. The problem is that if you haven't passed the bar exam in Oregon, it's going to be hard for you to go practice law in another state, because they require passing the bar exam. So what's next that we're going to allege to be racist? I mean, seriously, everything is racist. Everything is gender. Are we going to change, say, the standards for getting your driver's license, passing a driving test, because it might be racist? Because now we have Hispanics, right? That get to illegals, they get to have special driver's licenses in Oregon, but they still have to pass a driver's test. How long until they say, you know what? Sorry, it's racist. So we're going to have to dumb it down. How does that keep you safe on the road? I mean, where does this end? I've just given you an argument, a political point that you can make in a conversation with a persuadable person. Have I not? When does this, how far does this go? To say that now probably transgender people can't pass a driver's test. So we're going to have to dumb it down so they can. Is there any, how about doctors? The medical schools. Are we going to use COVID or going to use race or going to use transgenderism? An excuse now to dumb down what doctors, the standards they have to pass to be able to operate on you? Is that where we're headed? I bet some of you could have meaningful conversations with your coworkers or friends and family about that. Jeff writes me an email. Why is the racist card always played by liberals and Democrats? He headlines the email by saying, why is everything racist? He goes on to say, it's the only card liberals have to play. They can't facilitate a better economy. They can't make us safer at home and abroad. They can't stop China from cheating us as they ascend to the number one economy. They can't do anything but twist the historical narrative around to say we are the racists and not them. Play the race card against the party that fought and died to end slavery and racism. Yes, that's the Republican Party, folks. Thank you, Gail, for the... There's an Arizona Senate hearing tomorrow. It's going to be live streamed. It's 1 o'clock Mountain Time. Apparently, it's about the election audit. Maybe they're going to be releasing the results. That'll be interesting to watch. You can watch it live at azledge.gov. Live proceeding. Watch it tomorrow, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. That'll be 9 a.m. our time. Thank you, Gail. Appreciate that. So, folks, by the way, got another email from Lee. It says, ugly versus good looking. It says, have you ever noticed that the more beautiful people on the conservative side of politics? Follow me through with this hypothesis. When one focuses their every moment on the negative, thinking of creative ways to steal from others, manipulate the laws by redefining definitions through continual false statements as the Democrats do, this takes a toll on one's body. Most of the conservatives I've spoken to focus their thoughts on their relationships, their family, their work, and their career while being willing to help others, a positive outlook. Ugly versus good looking doesn't refer to the one's visible curves, but condition of their heart. Talking about communist China and the Cuban people protesting. Ugly is when you focus on the negative. That's why I try to be a little more positive. Maybe I don't always get there, but I try. We're back tomorrow, folks. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about, Dan? Thanks for joining us today. Be blessed. Be cool out there. Dead home. It's America.